Well, we play that song a little bit on the station here because there's an awful lot of stuff going on about cruising. So expedition and adventure cruising is surging in popularity here, as Peter Koller of the Australian Division of Cruise Lines International Association told Veronica Matheson earlier today.
Peter, welcome to the show. Now, expedition cruising has really taken off recently. Why do you think that is so?
I think, Veronica, there's a couple of reasons. Just in travel in general, we're seeing people move more from a sightseeing concept to a sightdoing. So they're becoming more active, more immersive with the environment around them. So I think that's just a general travel trend as it is. But within the expedition sector, so much evolution in the product itself. So we've got, I mean, if you did an expedition cruise, say, 5-10 years ago, a lot of the options you had to choose were older vessels that were built in the 80s and 90s. They're not very comfortable. But we're seeing this evolution in design where we're seeing luxury brands now come in, so you can immerse yourselves in these beautiful locations, quaint, serene areas of the Arctic, and all of the creature comforts all surrounded by you. So there's a couple of reasons why that's all happening.
Yes, so you can have sort of an adventure during the day, come back exhausted, and then really find yourself in the lap of luxury.
Definitely. The cuisines, even the quality of things like the guides, that, you know, the expedition sector invests so strongly in the quality of their guides. So we've got marine biologists heading up groups with a wealth of knowledge at the fingertips for the passengers, and it's just a very unique experience.
So the guides, they know what they're talking about. They're well qualified. The people who go on expedition cruising, is it because they prefer smaller ships? Because I imagine all the expedition ships are a lot smaller than the average cruise vessel.
Yeah, I think destination still drives a lot of the demand, but the ships are certainly helpful. Yes, they're all sort of 200 passengers and below. I think currently in the current market there's about 15 companies that operate expedition cruising, which equivalates to about 50-odd ships. But we're seeing a lot of new builds coming. So in the next 10 years, there's 17 new expedition vessels. They're all the luxury products. So, yes, that the product is changing and conforming to the creature comforts of the passenger. But I still think the destinations are really the key driving force. And what I'm seeing from my standpoint from the Cruise Lines International Association is this. There's also evolution in technology, also in regulations. So we're having these vessels being able to manoeuvre through new territories which they previously couldn't, because they've got the new technology. They've got the hardened propellers. They've got the better double hulls. They've got better connectivity. So it's opening up even more options out there.
Some of the destinations are so far flung that the only way a traveller can get to them is by sea.
That's correct. You look at, you know, one of the stalwarts of the expedition offerings has always been the Galapagos, but of course only available by sea. But of course the polar regions are always popular, but you have to remember they're a very finite season. So, you know, for the Antarctic area it's our summer. And for the northern areas, it's during our winter. But in between, the cruise lines are still doing quite a lot of exotic locations in the tropics. So Papua New Guinea is a perfect example. If you've ever gone to Papua New Guinea, it's hard enough to get into the main cities, let alone the remote areas, coastal areas, islands that a lot of these expedition cruisers visit. So travelling alone is almost impossible unless you're doing it by the waterways. We're seeing the subarctic islands of New Zealand becoming in vogue as well, which is great for bird watchers. Down the southern tip of New Zealand there, you've got some islands called Campbell, Auckland, Enderby. They're very rich in the bird life. So we're seeing that. And, of course, the Kimberleys, you know, our sort of heart of Australia, really, and that's become really in vogue again. And some of the best ways to see the Kimberley, yes, you can do it by other forms, but through the inlet waterways, it's just exceptional.
Yes, well, a lot of people who go cruising say it's one of the best experiences they've ever had.
Yeah, they get a lot of repeat as well. And this is something that's you probably don't see as much in general cruising, is people will choose very similar itineraries to maybe something they've experienced before, because the way the expedition type of experience works is you may be in an area, but you're in a different nook and cranny and in a different bay. And the conditions are so volatile as well, so they change quite dramatically. So your experience one time is completely different to another time.
Is it just the younger people who go on these adventure cruises, or do golden oldies go too?
Well, the Goldie Oldies are loving it at the moment because that luxury aspect is coming in. So, you know, previously they may have had some misconceptions or nervousness about getting into a Zodiac and, you know, being a little bit more active than probably what they used to. But with the modern design, these new ships have platforms where you just walk into the Zodiac rather than climbing it or straddling it. And so these little creature comforts are also making it more accessible for the Golden Age.
Which are the most popular destinations at the moment? I mean, is it the Arctic and the Antarctic because they're on everyone's bucket list?
They're still popular. It's funny, when I talk to the various cruise lines, even from an Australian perspective, we seem to be the second biggest source market for every single cruise line. So Aussies love travel. They immerse themselves, and Antarctica has always been one of the strong points of our adventure. So that's still getting a lot of demand.
And the Arctic, I guess, is next in line.
Yeah, they've opened up areas. Well, the Northwest Passage is an area which I suppose was inconceivable a few years ago, but again, with the new technology, there's new training requirements for crew, new simulators, and all this technical aspect that it has now allowed operators to tackle it, and they're doing it successfully. So that's gaining more and more. And of course, the good old northern island of Norway called Spitsbergen, and beautiful location there, Longyearbyen and so forth, beautiful location. And in all of these, you feel, I've been fortunate enough to do a few myself, and you really feel alone with the world, yet you never are. But it really is a serene experience.
Now, it's currently Plan a Cruise Month. What is that all about?
So Plan a Cruise Month is a concept that we started as a collective industry a few years ago. We actually had it as a week, but it was just too big, so we made it a month. And really, our role is just to create awareness of cruising. The cruise lines themselves have promotional deals, but at the same time, our travel agent partners and everyone involved in cruising start making cruise a conversation. So we bring awareness about the possible holiday options that it brings.
What is the best advice for somebody who wants to go on an expedition cruise? Do they go and see their travel agent?
Yeah, I can't see how you can't travel these days without one. We're actually finding figures of people booking travel moving back towards travel agents. In fact, in the cruise sector, it's about 90% of booking cruise through a travel agent. In and around the cruise industry, that travel agents take and become accredited. So if you ever see a travel agent with a CLIA sign, CLIA, then you know they're trained by the cruise industry themselves. So they're obviously going to be the
experts, is what he was about to say. That was Peter Colo, one of the Australasian division of Cruise Lines International Association, and he was with Veronica Matheson.